till the morning comes, it'll do you fine. Till the morning comes, like a highway sign, showing you the way, leaving no doubt of the way. Till we all fall down, it'll do you fine. Don't think about what you left behind. The way you came, or the way you go. Let your tracks be lost in the dark and snow. Tell you what I'll do, I'll watch out for you. You're my woman now. Make yourself easy. Make yourself easy. Make yourself easy. When the shadows grow, it'll do. Shape it takes can be yours to choose. What you may win, what you may lose. Tell you what I'll do, I'll watch out for you. You're my woman now. Make yourself easy. Make yourself easy. Make yourself easy. You're my woman now. 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 You're my.
Thank you. That was Xyloris White with Forging off of Black Peak. I played it because I have tickets to see Boston Calling in a couple weeks, so I'm trying to start listening to all the artists that are playing, and they're the first band that's playing on Friday, aka I just started. They sounded cool. Their first song, the first song I played was them collaborating with Luluk on a Grateful Dead cover, Till the Morning Comes, off an album, Day of the Dead, probably a Grateful Dead covers album. I thought it sounded cool. And then their second song was Forging off of their most recent album, Black Peak. Xyloris White, spelled with an X, you can guess where, is a Greek singer and lauto player, George Xyloris. And a lauto is a long-necked fretted instrument of the lute family. Can you tell I'm on Wikipedia? And the drummer, Jim White from Australia. Their music has been described as, quote, free jazz, avant-rock, and ages-old Greek folk traditions. They have two albums. They sing in Greek. They play the lauto, and they'll be at Boston Calling. I thought that sounded kind of cool. Next up is the second artist playing on Friday, Lucy Dacus, with Familiar Place. I'm going to check in a bunch of different times, but if you want to follow along, just open up the Boston Calling schedule as I have on my computer, or listen. Otherwise I played another song, Sylvan Esso. They're playing at Boston Calling, really excited for them. The long vibraphone driven jazz song you heard was Milt Jackson's cover of Round Midnight. It's a standard by Thelonious Monk, and Milt Jackson is a probably, from if I learned anything in my history of jazz class, it's that Milt Jackson is the only vibraphone player worth putting on a syllabus of a history of jazz class. He played with Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk and a bunch of other people. Basically, every song we listened to in the class that had vibraphones had Milt Jackson, which was cool because vibraphones are a cool jazz instrument. If you ever have a chance to watch YouTube videos of people playing the vibraphone really well, it's really cool to watch because they hit it with sticks in a bunch of different ways, and it's interesting. So I'm going to keep playing these artists, maybe read you some more Wikipedia pages about said artists, and if you have any recommendations off the schedule, any bands that you're specifically excited for, feel free to call in. I'm a little lonely here without my normal partner in DJ Time Cop, DJ Slice of Cheese. He is home in Philly for the weekend. Coming back on Tuesday for a little bit. I'm excited for that. Because he's my friend and I want to see him. So here's Lucy Dex. ... Familiar Place.
Without you,
Okay, that was Lucy Dacus. I honestly not quite sure how to pronounce her last name. D-A-C-U-S. Dacus, probably. Just reading her Wikipedia page. So she seems to be a favorite of the NPR music team. She recorded a Tiny Desk concert. And maybe, I think, might have been featured in Bob Boylan's top 10 albums of 2016. So that's a pretty ringing endorsement. But also, in September 2016, Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine stated in an interview that she was a, quote, new favorite. If that's not the best endorsement you can possibly get, I don't know. Tim Kaine has a cool taste in music, I guess. Maybe that's what he wanted me to think, but maybe it's true. I like to believe it's true. Another interesting thing about her is that she played the London Calling Festival in Amsterdam in October 2016 as a replacement for the Duke Spirit, who had to cancel. I actually went to that festival in Amsterdam to see this band Porches that I really like, and Explosions in the Sky was playing. It was a cool concert. But I listened to the Duke Spirit before the show because they were the ones on the schedule. I didn't really like them that much, so I didn't go to their set, but it turns out I could have gone to Lucy Dacus's set, which would have been cool. I don't know. It's cool that I was in the same city at the same venue that she was playing a show at, even though I didn't exactly see her. I only saw Porches. And then, so that is cool. Maybe I'll play a little bit of her Tiny Desk concert later, but honestly, I'm just trying to speed through these artists. This next one is one that I actually really like already, Whitney. They're a cool, poppy, kind of indie. I mean, I don't have to describe the music. You're about to hear it. This is You've Got a Woman. It's their newest song.
Yeah. fine line. Don't have to be a dead rat, 'cause dead rat can go wrong. Oh, we could be friends. We could be friends. Put your head on my shoulders. I'm Francis. Still dreaming of a glory.
You know.
That was, after Lucy Dacus, I played Deerhoof, Super Dancer Rescue Heads off of Deerhoof versus Evil. They sounded cool. And then Francis and the Lights with Friends featuring Bon Iver off of Farewell Starlight. That one's kind of exciting because Francis and the Lights are playing at like 4:45 p.m. on Friday, and Bon Iver is playing at 8 on Friday. So like, what if Bon Iver came a little early, joined up with Francis and the Lights for the end of their set, played their most popular song, which has both of them on it? I don't know. Sounds like a pretty great situation for me. Maybe I'll try to make it to that. And then I played Carsey Headrest with Fill in the Blank. Excited for those guys, but it's at the same time as Sylvan Esso. It's like the sets are perfectly overlapped. It's absurd. Ugh. I love Boston Calling. I'm excited for the show. I'm disappointed that a couple of my favorite bands are playing at the exact same time. Sylvan Esso and Carsey Headrest are playing together, and Chance and Sigur Rós are playing at the same time at the end of the night. Which is just a bummer, because I wanted to see all four of those bands, and I'll probably only end up seeing two of them. Which I don't really like, because there's so many more bands on Saturday and Sunday that I haven't listened to yet, and I'm not already a fan of. I definitely like Chance more than Sigur Rós, so I won't regret that one too much, but it'd be tough to miss both Sylvan Esso or Carsey Headrest. I don't know. I'm not excited about it. Also, for you guys out there who have been following along, I've been thinking a lot and reading a lot and feeling really sad about the recent allegations against Powerbottom that have come out, of sexual abuse and some anti-Semitism of the person in Powerbottom, Ben Hopkins. Someone posted in a Facebook group, like a DIY Chicago Facebook group last week, right before Powerbottom's new album came out, saying like, just so you guys know, like Ben Hopkins is a known sexual abuser, bad person in general. A ton of people feel like they've violated their consent and all these really like bad things based on the image that Powerbottom, who's this queer punk group that is getting a lot of really good press before this happened, and like kind of create this image of like positivity and being yourself in the queer community and support and inclusion. And it turns out that message that they preach is just not how they act in real life, and it sucks. And so, like, this article on Jezebel, just this horrible tale account, interview with someone who Ben, like, sexually abused, and all these people are coming forward and saying something about it, and I don't know, it's really heartbreaking. They were one of my favorite bands. And like they played at Tufts, and I've seen them twice, and I have tickets to see them, and now I'm just not gonna go and probably never enjoy their music again, which sucks. But what sucks more is the fact that Ben Hopkins was doing all those bad things and violating people's space and preaching a like message of safety and inclusion while just making so many people feel unsafe and unwelcome and hurt. It's a real bummer. But I saw, if any of you guys are feeling down like me, I saw a thread on Reddit that was like a list of over 100 plus LGBTQ plus bands that deserve your support, as opposed to Powerbottom, which at this point does not deserve your support. So feel free to check that out. I'm going to be listening to a bunch of the bands over the next couple of days. I saw some ones that I really liked. I'm just going to continue with the Boston Calling schedule after this. Play one by Mac DeMarco. I might just skip the headliners because personally, like, I know them pretty well and I'm more interested in learning about the bands I don't really know. I'll listen to the headliners later, personally. But I really like this new Mac DeMarco song off This Old Dog, his most recent album. It's called One More Love Song. Pretty catchy tune. Here it is.
Just to watch it fall.
get up and you stay. If I break the rules, will you play? Tell me that you want it, tell me there's no need to show it. But you don't see what I see, you never will. What's it about? All the same, I let it flow and you play. Hide it if I win it, don't need you to make it honest. Cause the trouble that will follow isn't real. And I say, hey, hey. Living on the run, pulling at the strings till the lights turn on, it's too late. Living on the run, but we're staring at the wall. Cause I say,
TK Maidaza with Simulation. Before that was Alexandra Savior or Savoir Savior, Shades off Belladonna of Sadness. I was just reading about Alexandra Savior's album, and it looks like she produced it with Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys. And Pitchfork seemed to think that Alex Turner had too much of an influence on the album, and it didn't come off like a dynamic debut release for Alexandra Savior. Came off more as like a Alexandra Savior as a means for Alex Turner's ideas to be communicated through music. I don't know, I like the song. And the last one. So I will be off the air at 10. So I think I'm going to say goodbye now. Once again, this is WMFO in Medford. My name is DJ Alex Trebek. I've been filling in for Joanne Kesey on Celtic Dawn / Between the Worlds, which is the show that's normally on this time. I hope everyone out there has a pretty good day on this rainy, rainy Monday. Maybe try to eat a special meal or talk to a friend or do something that makes you happy. Have a good day. Love you.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.